Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the seventh day of the month of Teves. Today's program this week is generously sponsored by Leslie Bonnick for a complete healing for Klal Yisrael and a speedy end to the war that Baruch Hashem may be answered with Tova for good. Amen. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for, Yehoshua Heschel ben Chama Devorah, Pesach Betzala Vetchaya Basheva, Alina Orna Bas Shenchana, and Raya Bas Michal. May they and all in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza, now more than 450 days. May they speedily please be returned home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Avraham Weinreb of Congregation Zichron Eliezer in Cincinnati, Ohio, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, be followed by Rabbi Weinreb slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Peret Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achinu, and that will be followed by the Mishaberach for Adir Chayalin, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally, Rabbi Weinreb will conclude with the Mishaberach, the Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email. Subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinreb.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. It's really a pleasure to be back here. Now sit and watch how this has been going on for well over a year now, day in and day out, and really commend this way that you're uplifting people's lives every single day. It's really incredible. It's incredible. Tribute to you, tribute to the OU, tribute to all the great work that the organization is doing, and I'll give you just a bracha from the Brachas Hedjah that you should keep on doing the incredible work. And then not be needed in this way, all the other ways that hopefully can be helpful to Klal Yisrael. Just want to share a thought from this week's parasha. It's a fascinating episode, which is a very well-known episode and a lot behind it in terms of the blessing that Yaakov gave to his grandchildren, Ephraim and Menashe. And we're all familiar with the fact that that bracha, Yisimcha Lohim Ka'Ephraim and Menashe, that we bless our children, some have this custom to give it just before Yom Kippur, some have a custom, like I do, to give it every week to their children, that we bless our children that they should be like Ephraim and Menashe, these two great people who grew up in the land of Egypt, the sons of Yosef. And that really goes back to this bracha, which is blessing, which was referred to by Yaakov and done by Yaakov in this week's parasha. And what's very troubling and almost fascinating and I think really much bears explanation is the fact that, as we know, Yaakov took his hand and crossed them. And when Yosef brought his two sons, he brought his older son, Menashe, and then his younger son, Ephraim, and he felt that it would be appropriate to put the right hand, which is the sense of strength, on his older child and the left hand on the younger child. And Yaakov switched his hand, and he placed his right hand on Ephraim and said that, you know, the fact that Ephraim is going to have great people coming after him, great leaders, great people, he's going to be someone who really we want to give the greater blessing to and place his right hand on to Ephraim. And if so, it begs the question, then why do we bless our children that they should be like Ephraim and Menashe? We would think that the proper blessing and appropriate blessing that they should be like Ephraim. Those should be great people and great leaders in Torah Judaism and the world at large. And don't take the blessing that should be like Ephraim and Menashe. They should only want them to all be great and great people. And why do we then include Menashe in the blessing if Yaakov felt that the higher and more important one was Ephraim? Let them all be like Ephraim. I want to share an idea which I think is very important and very apropos, and maybe something which we very much tie into the current situation we'll find ourselves in. It's true that Yaakov said that the right hand should be placed on Ephraim because of the great people that will come out from him. But in reality, all of us are not going to be leaders and great people in the way that Ephraim and his children were. They were community leaders and they'll be leaders of the Jewish people. And true, we would love for all children to be that way. But practically, we know that there's going to be a select few who will be serve those leadership roles. And we recognize in this bracha that we give to our children that most people will be more of the Menashes, the regular people, community members, like most of us are. And there's a bracha that is so important and so inherent in that we're giving to our children, that Menashe may be represented, we'll call it the average person, the average Joe, but the average Joe can also be great, a great husband, a great father, a great community member, a great person, live with morals and values that represent everything that we know to be important and true. And greatness doesn't only come in the form of being a community leader or a worldwide leader. It comes in the form of being a great person as well, in their own simple way, in their own simple homes, doing great things day in and day out. And therefore, we bless our children like Ephraim and Menashe, whether they'll be the global community leader or Jewish community leader, or they're going to be the person who's just an incredible community member. And that bracha is something which is so crucial to all of them. And I think that, you know, as we think back over this past year and a half, the greatness that the average person has shown is something which is incredible. And I want to start with all of you on this call. The fact that you're calling in day in and day out and worried and thinking about the people in Eretz Yisrael, the soldiers on the front lines, and all the people in Klal Yisrael who are going through challenges and wanting to tell them to them daily, that's an incredible sign of greatness. And I think that needs to be noticed and commended and focused on and thought about, that we can do things which may seem just simple as a few minutes a day, and those things are acts of greatness. The fact that a person takes a moment or moments in their day and dedicates them towards other people and their concern and their worries and thinking about them and dominating for them is incredible. And we can certainly go beyond that. You know, we have so many people who have been involved in the war efforts, the soldiers themselves, the hundreds of thousands, and there's people who have really become, every one of them, heroes. How many of the times they've gone up and gone back without thought about what may be, what may come. That's heroism at its best. And every soldier may not be recognized as a general. Every soldier may not be seen for the hero that they are, but they are. We have to recognize the Ephraims, the Menashes of every part of society. And it's true in every aspect where the people in Eretz Yisrael are really stepped up, the we'll call it the regular person who has done incredible things in their own davening, in their own learning, their own help, and their chesed, and their worrying, and taking care of, and thinking about others who are in less fortunate situations, and Klal Yisrael as a whole, in terms of how we've reacted, really stepping up, each person in their own way, proving and showing that every individual has a capacity for greatness. So whether the person is the Ephraim or the Menashe, the bracha that we should, our children should be like the Ephraim and the Menashe of this world, demonstrating greatness and incredible things in their doing, their daily lives, and every aspect of who they are, what they stand for. And the bracha that we can wish for ourselves and keep on giving to ourselves and to our children is the simcha l'kim k'afayim v'kum Menashe, which represent those values of both the Ephraims and the Menashes that every one of us are and keep on living up to the ideals that they have set before us. I'm going to move on now to the Tehillim portion. We're going to begin with the Tehillim that's Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. I'm going to say it slowly, and you can certainly say it together with me. L'matzeach mizma l'david, yancha adonu b'yemtzara, t'gev ha-shem elohi Yaakov. Yishlach ezecha mikodesh, umetzion yitzadeka, yizkar kol minchotecha, v'alos tzchor yidash nesela. Yitzien l'chol kivorecha, v'chol tzotzcha yimalei, yiranu mishuratecha, v'shem elohim nigo. Yimalei adonu kol mishalatecha, after Yodati Kya Shia Adonai Mashicho, Yanevish Meikacho, Igvuras Yesha Yimino, Eila Barecha, Veila Basusim, Va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Hema karu v'nefalu va'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai Hashia Hamelach Haninu b'yom Kareinu. Tilam Chaf Kimmel, Psalm 23. Mizmar l'David Adonai Roi Loyachser. V'nefeshi Abitheni Amei Menuchos Na'alini. Nafshe Yishovev Yancheni Magle Tzedek L'man Shemo. Gam ki Elach B'gei Talmavis Lo Irara. Ki ato imodi. Shishtach wa mishantach ha'him in achamuni. Tarach lufan es shulchan nega tzorroi. Mishantach v'shamiroshi kosti revoya. Achto v'chesedi d'ufuni koi mechayai. Shishavti b'reif adonai l'arof yamin. Tilam kucha falaf, Psalm 121. Shilam alos isaynai al harim mi'ayin yavay ezri. Ezri mi'im adonai osei shamayim v'aretz. Ayitim amot azacha, ayanum shomrecha. Hine, lo yanum lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, adonai tzachal yad minecha. Yoma mashemesh l'akeka, yareach v'aloda. Adonai yishmarcha mikora, yishmeres nashecha. Adonai yishmeretzis v'yecha me'ata v'yad olam. Tilam Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hamalos, yinamakim karasicha adonai. Adonai Shema Vitoli Tien as Lecha Kashavos the Kota Hemonai. In Avona Tishmaya, Adonai Miyamoid, Kimchas, the Chol Manti Berei. Kivisi Adonai Kiv Sanashi, Udvore Echolti. Nashi Ladonai Mishaim Labaker, Shomer Laboker. Nechal Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Madonai Chesed, Vabe Mephidus. Will you test Yisrael, Nikola Vonestov? Tilam Kufman Bays, chapter 142. Maskil David, Yoso Amaros Tefila. Koli El Adonai Ezak, Koli El Adonai Eschanon. Eshbroch Lepanav Sichi, Tarasi Lepanav Agid. Yisatev Alay Ruchi, Vato Yedat Nesiva Asi, Barazu Ahalech Kamnu Fachli. Habeit Yimin Re'ei, Leli Ma'akir, Avar Menos Yimeni, Ben Dosh Tanashi. Vaati Alecha Adonai Amarati Atam Achsi, Chalki Derech Achayim. Hashiva Avinasi, Now the Tila Vachinu, diving for all those in all parts of the world and all their struggles and challenges, Kosh Baruch Hu Hashem should help them, bring them to the greatest level of Gula that they, that Hashem in the very close coming days. Achinu Kobes Yisrael, Hanasunim Atara Vashivya, Ha'omnim Eyom Uvim Ve'abasha. Hamachim Yirachim Aleyim, Ve'etziyem Yitzara, Ve'vracha Me'efeu Le'ora, U'mishibet Le'gula, Hashtam Agalavaz Mankariv and Amar Amin. The brothers of the whole house of Israel are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, and the All-Present has compassion on them, lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. And I'll say to Mishaberach for the Chayal Tzahal, the members of the IDF who are putting their lives every day on the line to protect the Jewish people. Mishaberach Avaseinu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yivarach Es Chayal Yatzalah, Adonai Yisrael, Anshei Kochos HaBitachon, Ha'omdim, Al Mishmar Atenu, Bar Eloheinu, Yigvul Alvanon, Ve'anivar Mitzrayim, Anyam Agadol, Al Levo Harava, Chamokim Shehim, Vayabasha, Avir Uvayam. Yitein Adonai Yisavenu HaKamim Aleinu and Yigafim Lefneim Kosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'yatzol Et Chayalinu Mikol Tzara V'tzuka Mikonegu Machla Yishvach Brocha V'atzlacha B'chol Ma'asin Yideihem Yidabar Saninu Nachteihem Yatrein V'kesu Yishua V'ateres Nitzachon Yikayim Lehem Akosov Ki Adonai Yaleheichem Holech Yimachem Yilachem Lechem Im Aveichem L'shiyatchem L'mar Amen. Yishvach Hashvuyim for those who are held in captivity. Shabarach Avasinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Yivarach Yishva V'Yimtzer Et Nedrei Tzva Agano V'Yisrael V'Shuyav Kol Achinu Anasum Anastala V'Shivya Avur Asher Kol Akol HaKadosh Hazeh Nesfal Bavuram Kodesh Baruch Yimali Rachamim Aleihem Yotkiyem Yichushach Otzamavet Mitzrayim Yinatek Vekeyem Yoshiyem Yishivayim Yehiro L'Chek V'Shvachafayim Yehudu Lahem Adonai Chastav V'Nefosav Ne'odim Yekayim Mikra Shekosav Chiyar Adonai Yishuvun Uva Tziyam Reina, Simchas Olam Arusham, Tosin Usimcha Yasigu, V'nasi yogam anacha v'namar amin. I'm going to pause and can insert any names of people who need a refuah, people who need those healing. Mishaberach Havaseinu, Amram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Yaron, David, Shlomo, Yivorach, Yivapa, Es. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimad Rachmim Alav Lachlimo Lachlosam Lachzikam Lachirsam Yishtach Lahem Yehi Refuah Shlemo Neshmayim Ramach Yivarov Shagadilov Tzav Sharech Al Yisrael Refuah Sanefesh Refuah Saguf Hashtav Agalov Zman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weiner, and thank you so much for your kind words when you started the speaking. Really very much appreciate it. I look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, near to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow, Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, with each day. We pause at this time to share moments of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.